And great news, Ryan Campbell has he's been discharged from hospital after making a full recovery, but I can imagine how scary it would have been for him when all unfolded. And guess what?
Fabulous WA cricket player.
Absolutely.
Now over in Netherlands.
That's right, coaching the Netherlands cricket team. And he joins us on the line. Hey, Cambo, we appreciate your time. Welcome to Baz and Zave in the mornings. How are you, mate?
Good morning, everyone. Look, I feel pretty good now. It's one of those things. It's a bit weird to explain, but look, I think you know me, Embers. I'm pretty fit and healthy and you know, physically very active. And so for this to happen, I think it's just a wake-up call for everyone to make sure you go to the doctor, get checked out and, you know, stay healthy.
Absolutely. It's so good to be talking to you. So just lead us through. So it was April 16, I believe, and you had a series of cardiac arrests. Is that right?
Well, yeah. Apparently, again, I'm going to be brutally honest. Yeah. I don't remember the 7 days that I was in hospital at all. But, you know, obviously my wife has been piecing together what happened. And, you know, we were at a playground with, you know, my two kids and my daughter wanted to go on a slide and I was sort of up there, and then for some reason I just was tired and decided to lie down. And, you know, the lucky thing was I actually lied down on the foot of a young girl whose mother was the one that saved my life with CPR. She had just literally finished her course.
Oh, my goodness.
And just a surreal experience. I actually had lunch with her yesterday, which, you know, what do you say to someone who saved your life? It was a pretty cool experience, to be honest. But, look, I just don't have any recollection of what went on. Like I say, fit, healthy, all of a sudden, you know, cardiac arrest. And, you know, I was lucky to be taken to, you know, the Royal University Hospital here in Stoke, which is renowned for its cardiac surgeons and stuff. And they took great care of me and brought me back.
So, Cambo, did you have any symptoms or was there any anything that you was sort of had leading into this particular incident?
Mate, not really. You know, when they're delving into it now, I had a chest infection when we went to South Africa in November, which, you know, I was a bit sick, but it was fine. And then I had COVID in Feb. I think like everyone on the planet has had it. So, look, that's what they're sort of looking at. If the infections maybe was a cause, they've definitely ruled out heart attacks, and they're saying my heart is in perfect condition now. So it's one of those weird things that no one can put a finger on it. And, you know, my surgeon actually said, look, it's great news because you're as fit as a Mallee Bull.
Yeah.
But the bad news is I just can't tell you what happened.
Yeah.
Which is, makes you a bit nervous.
That's what actually blows my mind because, as you said, you're quite a fit man and you know, you've got this idea that it's the drinking, smoking sort of person that eats junk and that's who this happens to, but that's just not the case. So, like, I can't believe as well the takeaway here is keep yourself up to date with all your medical procedures.
Yes.
And, wow, handy to know CPR. I mean, imagine being in that situation,
absolutely,
not being able to help.
I got to say, like, for anyone who's even thought about doing a first aid course, you know, all my mates and obviously myself and my wife, we're going to go do one because, you know, you just don't know. It's one of those things. And, you know, like you just said then, I've been in, you know, obviously I was in an emergency and then they put me in the cardiac ward and then another ward. And I'll be honest, I'm lying there with big, overweight people who I'm thinking, how has this happened to me? I can understand why they're in here, but how has it happened to me? And, you know, that's something I'm going to have to live with, that it did. And thankfully I came back and, you know, I think my odds, my wife said my odds were like 7% or something, which means, you know, I get a second crack at it and I'm going to make sure I live it to the most and have a lot of fun and, you know, love my, you know, my loved ones and give them a bit tighter hug every time I see them.
Yeah, and I understand, I mean, so traumatic, all of this has happened and it seems like 2 seconds now. I understand you're about to fly out to the Netherlands very soon.
Well, I'm actually not allowed to fly for a couple of months, so we're actually getting the ferry back.
Oh. The ferry!
Which is something we've never done before. I'm going old school. I'm going back to Dawn Bradman's time.
I love it! Wave you off on the shore.
Yeah. should be fun.
Hey, Cambo, obviously would have been a very scary time for your family, you know, not knowing. But when you're in a coma, like, can you explain that? Do you dream? How was it? And then also when you woke up from it, did you have any idea where you were and what had happened?
Well, Ems, I can tell you there was no white pearly gates for me. That was the worry. I wasn't going towards the light, that's for sure. But no, like I say, I had no recollection. When I woke up, I was a bit confused. I thought I was in Hong Kong, and I was asking my wife why I'm in Hong Kong without my kids, and, yep. which is really weird. And, you know, just asking a few weird questions. And, like, eventually she sort of, you know, was giving me the information that I needed to sort of calm down and sort of, okay, everything's okay. It was so like, all right. But, again, 7 days of my life that I'll never, ever remember, and probably your brain is built like that to, you know, make sure that it protects yourself and, you know, I'll just push on and recover. And like I say, I'm looking forward to going home and getting back into the routine and seeing my cricket team again and seeing how they're going. But, you know, we won't be rushing back into it. But, can't wait to get home.
And yeah, you said so. Obviously, 7 days. You woke up, and there must have been a little good bit about waking up, because I know that you're a massive Fremantle supporter. And to wake up to the news that your team's about 6-1 and second on the ladder, you must have been going, "Geez, what's going on here?"
Yeah, two things I couldn't believe was that the Fremantle were on top, and the other thing was my mate said to me, "Do you need a beer?" And my answer was, "Yeah, I need a Little Creatures." So he knew straight away that I was 100% back with it. So he knew that the Frio Dockers were crap, and I love them to death. And Little Creatures is my favourite beer. So they were the two things that came out of my mouth first. So I think it's fantastic, obviously, to watch Frio. And you know me, Embers. I loved you blokes as the West Coast, but you're just not quite free, are you?
Yeah, fair enough. And talking about Little Creatures, you were just here recently in Perth. I know, obviously, with the borders and with COVID, it's been such a long time to get over and see your family, but you were just here recently.
Yeah, mate. I hadn't been home for 856 days. So, you know, I kept count, but, you know, that's what COVID had done. It kept the borders shut. Look, I'm one that agreed with it because obviously I've got elderly parents in WA, and I thought that's going to keep them safe. So, look, when I had a chance to come home from New Zealand, look, I loved it. You know, 7 days in Perth, you know, it was like I never left. And, you know, that's the weird thing. You know, everyone saw me. Everyone had a beer, you know, running around doing whatever we were doing. And, you know, I guess 3 days later they're getting a phone call saying something's a matter. So that was the weird thing that, from looking in a picture of health to suddenly fighting for your life.
It's just, in all honesty, it's just absolutely amazing that we're talking to you now. And it's so fantastic.
And the fact that doctors say you make a full recovery. And have you got any idea about how much support that you've had over here in Perth? It was a huge story when it broke here. And we've had so many listeners in particular on this station calling up and saying how concerned and how much they were praying for you.
Mate, it's honestly, Embers, it's been the most humbling thing I've ever experienced, because obviously for those 7 days I didn't, you know, wasn't around. But you know, when I woke up and my wife was sort of saying, and look, she didn't want me to look at my phone, but eventually she sort of handed it, but my phone had just literally lit up, and she said, your brain's going to try and bloody melt down if you try and answer all these things. But extremely humbled. And you know, you hope to be a good person, and you know, I think I'm a pretty good person, and I love playing sport, and I think I've met some wonderful people, and you know, it seems that has been repaid in faith, as you know, there was lots of prayers and love being thrown my way from all around the world, which is like I say, really, really humbling.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah, and as I said, well, what can you say? It's just so fantastic to be talking to you.
Yeah, no, I really appreciate your time, Cambo. We'll let you go, but, you know, if there's any message to take out of this, go and do your first aid course and, you know, go and get yourself checked out as well, because Cambo's a fit guy. He's not a big overweight guy. He's not a drinker. He's not a smoker. And if it can happen to him, it can happen to anyone.
100%, guys. Thanks for having me.